You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it was awful. It was embarrassing. From the opening tip, I mean, we didn't have great flow, and, you know, they were more aggressive than us, deflecting 30 free throws to our 13. We all had the mindset we were going to close it out tonight, but sometimes basketball is an exact science, and we play like a shell of ourselves. So, like I said before, we'll watch film, make the necessary adjustments, and you'll see a totally different effort on Friday.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Voice of Clay Thompson. This is an unserious basketball team. Like, he's saying it, like, and you can tell, you don't have to see Klay Thompson to know that he's got a smile on his face while he's talking about his team getting whipped when they were down by 55 points to a Grizzlies team without their MVP candidate, without their best player. Grizzlies win the game 134-95 in a game that was not as close as the final score would indicate, and they ended up winning the game by 39 points. Just a horrendous effort by the Warriors, who trailed by as many as 55 at one point in the game. And I'll use the word again. Unserious. This is a team that I feel like, Will, curious if you agree or disagree, is like coasting on its laurels, and they've got Hall of Famers on the roster and a Hall of Fame head coach, even though I don't like him. I have to say that he's a great coach. So maybe they'll be able to pull it out of the fire, and like, they're going to win the series, obviously, and maybe they win an NBA championship here, but like, I don't know. I watch this team, and I don't like what I'm seeing from the Golden State Warriors. Like, great job by Memphis. I don't feel like they can win the series. Maybe you feel like Memphis can win game six. They're going to be a huge underdog, obviously, at Oracle or wherever the hell they play now, and maybe can get back to Memphis for game seven. For me, I think what's more interesting is I know they're not going to lose by 50 again in the playoffs. I doubt that that's going to happen, so I'm not making that case. I got issues with this team, man. I got issues with this team, like, against Phoenix, and certainly if they get past Phoenix, against the winner of whoever comes out of the Eastern Conference. So your thoughts, please, on Game 5, the Grizzlies embarrassing Golden State.
Well, I didn't watch that. I started watching the new 6th episode arc of Ozark instead of the second half.
This game was over soon, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't. And like, I was in like a chat and was like, what do you think? I was like, Warriors second half, obviously. And people were like, no. I was like, okay. And good thing I didn't, because I'm pretty sure they didn't cover the second half spread. Yeah, I agree. Let's say the Warriors win game six.
And they're 8.5-point favorites at home. No Ja for Memphis. Like, they should win the game.
Haven't the Grizz won 2 out of 3 with no Ja? No, Ja? I'm just kidding.
Ja?
It's a joke. Ja?
No, the Grizzlies won game two with him.
Okay.
So they're 2-1. Golden State won the two games at home without Ja and then lost game five in Memphis.
Gotcha. Right. Anyway, my point being is, like, I feel like the Warriors get, like, truck stick by the Suns.
I said to you during the commercial break, I have a semi-hot take that I will reveal here. I did a lot of radio today because I had something going on in the morning yesterday. So all my Wednesday radio got moved to Thursday. So I did like 7 radio spots today. And I said this in all of them. And some of the reactions were like, oh my God. And some of them were like, yeah, we agree. I'm with you, dude. I don't know if the Suns are going to sweep them, or like, I don't know if I want to put my name to like Phoenix in five, because like, I respect obviously Curry, like all time great Klay Thompson and Draymond and Kerr. I'm with you, dude. If this is going to get opened up, and like, I was on the NBC Sports Edge show today with Sarah Perlman and our pal Whale Drew Dinsick. They were saying that like Phoenix is going to open minus 125, assuming the Suns, it's Phoenix Golden State, which I think is like a safe assumption here. Really? Like minus 125 with Phoenix against Golden State? Golden State to me is not a serious basketball team. Like, Draymond's got the towel over his head. And this is how I know I'm old. We joked about this earlier in the show, just as a quick aside. I have no idea what whoop that trick means. I wouldn't even know where to find out what it means, nor do I have any desire to find out what it means. And if I tried to use it and sound cool, I would sound even less cool than I already am. Do you have any idea what whoop that trick means?
Wait, you're going on in Memphis. Well, are you talking about in reference to them playing the song or the phrase?
Either. I know nothing about either.
And they played the song after Steph Curry before the game said their mentality is, quote, whoop that trick. If you're asking me if I know what a cool thing is,
I think you're more plugged. I think you're a little more plugged into the stuff than I am.
Not that
and believe
old
it
yet.
Or not, I promise, I mean that as a compliment.
No, I know you do, but my son's not that old yet. I have no idea.
Well, I have no kids, so I mean, no, I got no chance.
If I had like a 15-year-old, maybe. 8-year-old, no. Whoop. Although I will say that, like, every time
waving a towel over his head, it's like, dude, like, you're getting embarrassed.
Yeah, it's bad. Was he celebrating the song? What was he like? What?
No, he was like getting like he was based. He said after the game, like, if I'm going to give it with trash talk, then I have to take it. Like, the Memphis crowd was awesome. We were getting embarrassed. He was having some fun. And like, look, Golden State's probably going to win. They're 8.5-point favorites. Whether they cover the spread is another story. They're probably going to win in advance to the Western Conference Finals. So like, this is not meant to be like me, old man yelling at cloud. I'm only 38. For another month, and then I'm 39. But it's not meant to be like, old man, y'all, Draymond, you can't do that. Like, he can. Like, he's a Hall of Famer. Like, they might win the NBA championship this year. Just that I think, like, you're going to take that attitude into a series with the Suns, and that ass is going to get beat. My personal opinion.
Okay, the Warriors' plan was to, quote, whoop that trick, implying that they were going to win and end the Grizzlies season.
Whoop that trick.
Just feels like it's a very cocky way of saying we're going to go out and win. Like,
yeah. Whoop that trick.
I'm not sure we should even be saying this.
It's fine. They were saying it on the broadcast all night last night. I think it's fine.
Oh, they were? Okay. All right.
I'm pretty sure, right, guy? I mean, I don't think that's anything bad to say. I mean, they're playing it in the arena the entire night. It had to have been fine.
All right. Let's just just going to check out what the lyrics are in here. You know what? I shouldn't even be reading these in my head. I might actually read them out loud, and then yada yada yada. Nick's doing the final 2 hours of the show by himself.
Oh, it means to kick someone's ass. Oh, okay. From Urban Dictionary. So whoop that trick. That's not okay. Bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Trey Wingo,
and I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So in any event, yeah, but we're on the same page here, I feel like. And we'll talk about game six and like how you want to bet it in a second here. You better, you bet. Nick Costos, Will Brinson, and for Ken Barkley, breaking down the Grizzlies and the Warriors. But yeah, like how is this team going to beat Phoenix with like this attitude?
I don't see how. Phoenix is so tough. And it basically will come down to like nuclear hot shooting from Steph and Clay.
Which could happen.
Absolutely. I mean, that wouldn't be shocking. If Stephen Clay just went supernova, that wouldn't be shocking at all. I mean, that would be very much on brand for them to come out and light it up early on. But I just think Phoenix is so deep and talented and has like stuff that Golden State can't defend against. Like, is Draymond just going to take care of business against DeAndre Ayton?
I mean, he could. Like, maybe. I kind of feel like Phoenix is just a lot better. So we're on the same page here. Phoenix gets opened up like -125, assuming that's the matchup. I think both of us are going to bet on the Phoenix Suns as Edwin Diaz serves up a solo shot to Juan Soto. Mets are up 4-1 in the ninth. I have Mets -1.5. Nobody out. This is getting a little interesting right now for me. I would very much like to win this bet and keep the good times rolling here with my Major League Baseball bets. So Warrior Suns, if and when we get there, we like Phoenix. We're not there yet, so let's talk about game number 6 and how we'd look to bet it coming up on Friday night. Wherever they play, Chase Center, I still call it Oracle. Warriors, an 8.5-point favorite. It was 9 earlier today. It's kind of been ping-ponging back and forth between those two numbers. Golden State, 8.5 is the number right now, and the total sitting at 217.5. Early thoughts from you, side total props, Warriors, Grizzlies, with Klay Thompson promising that the Dubs are going to play better on Friday night.
Side note, by the way, Spurs are whooping that trick on Arsenal right now. 3-0, and Arsenal's been playing.
3-0. Make sure you get that right.
I'm in the South. I can say nothing.
Yes, you can.
Do you have to say nil? Is that right?
Yeah, it's a soccer term.
Yeah.
It's like in tennis. You wouldn't say like Nadal beat Federer 6-0.
That's true. No, you would do for games. I would say that for like sets, 6-0, 6. Yeah, you'd say 6-0, 6-0, I guess.
It's love is the word.
No. Love is that when you're serving, like in game, it's love, not 6-love, 6-love, not for the total. It's
yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah. You know what? Let's move on past this because I'm making an ass.
I don't know. I feel like people are kind of really engaging in this content that we're producing right now.
Is that true or
no? No, absolutely not. I think I lean towards Golden State. Maybe what's that?
It's tough. I think it's a tough game to call with the spread.
It's a real tough game to call. Maybe the move is find some way to moneyline parlay Golden State with something else or blindly bet Golden State fourth quarter to start the game.
I mean, if you'd done that earlier in the series, maybe you would have in game 3. I think it would have paid dividends if you had done that here. I actually think there's a strong case to be made for like either side. The case for Memphis is obviously like they play really well without Ja. I think we'll probably play a Taylor Jenkins cut as the show goes along, talking about how deep like the overall Grizzlies are and give them a lot of credit for what they've been able to accomplish. Mets win, put them in the books. Another win for me, for hard locks. Yes, let's go. Mets win 4-1. Mets cash -1.5. The Grizzlies are really deep. So, of course, they could keep the game close. They could compress this game, obviously. I think if you want to make a case for the Warriors, it's, you know, they're going to play a lot better than they did in game number 5, because really, how could they play worse? They're down by 55 at one point. The number might be a little short. It was 9.5 the last game in Northern California without Ja. And I understand why Memphis is getting a little more credit, but I think, like, Golden State's going to be Golden State again, I'm guessing, right? Coming off a 50-point destruction. So maybe the number's a little short here. I don't know. I feel like I'm probably going to end up passing the game.
I have a hard time laying that many points because I do think that it's 8.5 could be, it could be a 5.5-point. I mean, look at the Milwaukee. It could be a 5.5-point game with a minute left. And you feel like a 5-point game with a minute left. And you feel like you correctly handicapped it and you have the Grizzlies. And then there's two misses and several free throws.
Dylan like Brooks bricking 3-pointers. And now here's Curry at the line and he never misses.
Exactly. And the Warriors win by 9. You're like, I can't believe I lost that. And it's like, well, actually Brinson DeCosta has talked about that on whatever day, Thursday. So it's like, you know, you probably should have seen that coming. You know, like it's just one of those where, Is it fair that it happens like that? It's just too many points. It's not implying will the Warriors win. Like I firmly believe the Warriors will win, but I also firmly believe that there's a chance that the Grizz storm through the back door or the Grizz keep it close. And you know, like you could be up 14 and 8.5 is in play if you're the Grizzlies. So that part of it bothers me. But if I had to bet one side of it, I would go with the Warriors just because they got embarrassed badly. Right. And now they're coming back to, you know, their home turf, knowing that they can close out the series by just showing up and having rested the entire second half. Like they got sat down. I had Steph Curry over 3.5 threes
I had his over points, and he was done. Like 3 minutes into the third quarter, he was on the bench, which is brutal.
I think I actually
would end up betting the Grizzlies if I had to bet it, but I think I'm going to end up passing the game entirely. Game six between the Grizz and the Warriors. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. We'll do more NBA to start. Mike Gallagher will join us at 4:20 p.m. Eastern, but we'll begin with Matt Moore from the Action Network.